Welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Rochelle.
Hey, I'm Eric.
This is a lady-centric episode. We talk about all things womanly, including ladies who are good at video games, a town in Brazil full of 20 to 35-year-old women, and Japan's way of raising money for charity that could be far more effective and less irritating than the ice bucket challenge. We are Calgary's only podcast, Tip Tap Tip, and the crowd goes crazy. I'll give my world. A girl like that don't come for free.
Well, we're alive. We're here. We're doing things. We're Tip Tap Tip. It has been a little bit, but that's the way we do things. We sometimes have to take a break off to deal with life, but that's the way things go. Important thing is we're back, and we have lots of things to talk about. Rochelle said at the top of the show, ladies, that's what the news is about this time.
I don't understand why you have to apologize for, like, not doing a show 1 week. The internet, like, this is, like, not time relevant.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. You just totally, like, I was in a good mood. Now you just totally bummed me out.
I'm sorry, Rochelle. You can have the rest of my cookie.
No, I don't want your fucking cookie.
But I said,
no.
You don't want my cookie?
You already stole my chocolate. What more do you want?
I didn't realize that you were saving that. I thought that was what you had left me. Because you were nice. I didn't see, like...
Did I buy the chocolate and say, Eric, this chocolate is for you? No,
well,
I did
you
not.
You said last night when you got it.
No, I shared some of my chocolate with you.
Oh, okay.
But I did not say it. And I know I should have known it because I saw you looking at the empty package on the table. And then you looked at me and then you looked at the empty package. And I was like, oh, that's why the other... chocolate bar is gone because you're like, well, if she finished hers, then I'm gonna go finish the rest too.
That's basically exactly
what I know.
Exactly what I thought.
I to, like, and I gotta find another hiding spot, that's all. But anyway, yeah, this show's gonna be, this is a ladies show. This is all about the ladies today. I don't know, I didn't plan the show. Eric planned it. Maybe he's just got ladies on his mind. Not
I always
sure
do,
why.
But just the way that things worked out, it just, everything was about ladies. It just came up all...
Probably started with boobs, right? You're just thinking about boobies.
Well, doesn't all the time.
I know.
Do people not?
Is that like... why winter makes you all depressed and stuff, because then you don't see any boobs. They're all underneath big winter jackets.
I know, that's awful.
And all you see is Uggs, and you're like, fuck.
Yeah, that makes me, that's like so not a turn on at all.
So yeah, like, I'm going to go get a pair just
yeah, okay,
because.
Why don't you wear it with some baggy sweatpants with something printed across your ass, like the name of a university sports team.
Oh, I was totally thinking about that.
Because
those sweatpants
there's nothing
are really
more,
cheap.
There's nothing more sexy than that. Like, you know, a pair of salt stain Uggs and some...
and never wash my hair or else wash it with
apple cider and put it
vinegar.
In like a top bun and like really kind of greasy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
perfect.
Because that is
perfect.
Exactly what all men enjoy. Okay. Winter's
so,
coming and I'm not happy about this at all. No.
I am. I kind of like it. I like the change in season. I like the change in clothing.
Yeah.
I like wearing layers of clothing. I like not being sweaty.
And somehow you have a winter cold and it's not even winter. That's
you
why
can
we
get colds in the summer.
Not as often.
Yeah, but you can though.
It's possible.
Yeah.
That's why Rochelle sounds fantastic today.
I know.
Something which has been.
That's why Eric has been harassing me all week. When are we going to do a show? And I'm like,
well, you know
I'm
why.
Fucking sick. I'm fucking sick. And you're like, when are we going to do a show? And I'm like, I'm still fucking sick. Like, it's not my fault. I can't just, like, magically make it go away, okay? Okay,
last
Eric.
Week, oh yeah, by the way, last week was my birthday.
I'm going to kick you in the face.
In my old.
Yeah, and Eric's birthday. He's like, the only thing I asked for was to do the podcast.
The only thing I ever wanted. Fuck. I don't want a card. I don't want a cake. I don't want any presents. I just want
you know
to spend time for 1 hour.
You know how I know how to take care of a baby? you trained me.
I'm a big baby?
You are a big baby. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yep. Minus the diaper changing, of course.
Well, give
that's us, non-existent, give but us everything else.
Give it a few decades or so, and then we'll...
Our son has figured out how to do the fake cry very, very effectively to the point of having fake tears. I think we might have mentioned this before.
Yeah.
But I realized yesterday when you were whining about, you know, not doing the show again... This is where he gets it from his dad, because you were sitting there with like the biggest frown, like slouched over, like, oh my goodness. Are you serious? I'm not doing it again.
Is that how I sound to you?
Yeah, that is how you sound. That's okay. When you like spruce it up here. That's when you try and get what you want. You're like, you do the whining thing, just like a little baby.
It's like a little baby.
Big, but you're like a big hairy baby.
Big hairy baby. Oh, gross. Well, sorry.
Anyway, okay, talking about boobs. This is a story that we found. Japanese porn stars will hold a breast-squeezing charity. So this is kind of what we say is a better version of the ice bucket challenge.
You know, one thing I'm thankful for is I'm thankful that I never had to do that stupid challenge. And yeah, I understand it's going for charity, but
okay, what charity is it going for?
Going the ALS charity.
Yeah, and what does ALS stand for?
Or Lou Gehrig's disease. I don't know.
And what is Lou Gehrig's disease?
Basically, what Stephen Hawking has. It's basically where you like slowly are not able to move and do anything anymore.
Like a slow...
Yeah, degenerative, muscular, neurological thingamajig.
Okay.
That's my science talk. But...
How did this ice bucket challenge start? Because I think I saw
it's on Facebook.
Morning show or something. What's that American morning show with those two ladies? I thought that those people started it, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, it's just... I saw it all over Facebook a lot. People were doing it. And never got called out, so I'm thankful for that. Managed to dodge that bullet because the fan.
Well, because you don't just do like the ice bucket thing. No, like, you actually have to donate money.
Yeah,
to
the way it works, is that you do it and you donate X amount of dollars. But if you don't do it, and somebody calls you out and you don't do it, then you donate even more, like $100.
Oh, okay.
So no one called me, and
it's because we're not famous enough.
Well. Maybe we just... I tried to lay low. I didn't, like any Icebook challenge videos or comments.
You actually saw people doing it in Calgary? I just saw it on TV.
Your brother did it.
Oh.
And, you know, and basically everybody on that street did it, seems like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I just I didn't comment and do nothing, because I'm like, okay, if they see a like, they'll go, oh, here's a guy who hasn't done it yet. I'll call him out.
Yeah, I haven't gone on Facebook, I don't think, all week, because I've just been feeling like shit. And plus, I just haven't gone on Facebook, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just saw it on TV. Anyway, so this is a different sort of way of raising charity, which would probably be more fun for men. I don't know about women, but the men would like this more. Mm-hmm. A group of porn stars in Japan will be hosting a breast-squeezing event for charity. I can just see, these ladies, like, if they actually have real boobs, they're going to be so sore. Like, probably even
because these
bruised.
Guys are going to be like, squeeze, squeeze, squeeze.
Yeah, like hard squeezing. Don't. You're not giving me any money. You can't.
I'm doing my part.
And that wasn't squeezing. That was just patting.
I'm doing my part.
Yeah,
right
ow.
Now. I'm helping.
Boob aid. Is what it's called, is a 24-hour charity. Oh, my goodness, 24. They must, not just have one person for that. 24-hour charity event where porn stars let the public grope them as they raise money for the Japan Foundation for AIDS Prevention. The event is in its 12th year, It will be televised. Whoa, Eric, look, it could be televised.
Oh, man, I should have found the clip to back this up because this event already happened.
I'm really looking forward to lots of people fondling my boobs, Rena Serena told Tokyo Sports. But I would be very happy if you would please be delicate. Serena said she was ecstatic that her breasts would be used for the greater good. I never thought my boobs could contribute to society, she said. Fellow 21-year-old porn star Aiku Sakuragi, it's not bad.
Good enough.
Echoed Serena's statements. Squeeze them, donate money, let's be happy, she said.
Let's be happy.
Peace.
Oh, my God.
That's kind of an interesting, interesting charity. I would not want to be one of the ladies.
Could you imagine 24 hours of just like, okay, it's just like, they'd be sore.
They can't, it's not going to be the same ladies.
No, it's not going to be the same lady, however.
They're going to do like some shifts or whatever.
Assume it's not the same, like, okay, we know it's not the same lady, but even like 6 hours of guys just going,
I could never see this flying here in the States because there's just so many things that they would have, they would be worried about, like, stalkers, I don't know, people going past the limit of what is allowed. Yeah, where their hands have been.
Well, we have
how many
idea.
Times the guy is going to go through the lineup to get more boob squeezes?
I think if they were smart, and I'm sure they did, it's like every lineup at the beginning of the lineup is like the hand sanitizer prior to the boob squeezing. Because you don't like all these hands, it's like, ugh. I'm just saying.
I think it, I kind of feel sorry for these ladies. I would not want to be in that situation.
They volunteer their talents.
Well, and they're probably thinking, oh, this is going to boost my career because I'm going to have like all these fans and then they're going to go watch my DVDs and rent them and stuff. Like it is kind of, that's the thing I find a lot with this, people raising money and stuff. It's like, are you really raising money or are you doing some free advertising?
Is that what you think for the ice bucket challenge? Where people?
I don't know about the ice bucket challenge.
A lot of celebrities did it. Like, you know, do you think they're just drawing attention to themselves? Or do you think they actually
do? Oh, yeah, for sure. Of course they are.
Yeah.
I think so. Like, I was watching that Kelly and Michael show.
Your favorite show?
I don't mind it, actually. I don't mind it because they have nice conversations. They're not irritating. They're not trying to tell me how to arrange my closets or all those other shows that do that. But, and then, like, the guy, Michael Strahan, the guy who I said, you know, he's the black guy who's an ex-football player.
Yeah.
And he actually is an ex-football player. So he goes and does the ice bucket challenge, and he's standing there in his shorts, just like his swimsuit, and he's just – like showing his muscles, like it's all just about.
You could just as easily do it in a t-shirt.
Yeah, like you could just tell he's like, yeah, this is my chance to be like almost naked on live television show how fucking huge my muscles are.
And did he have big muscles?
Yeah, they're massive. This dude is like massive. And then, of course, he's like, oh, you know, they mostly threw ice on me, not just water. And I'm like, oh, you're so tough. And then same with Kelly Ripa, like she goes in a bikini on TV.
Oh, okay. She's so skinny.
Yeah, she is. But you know what? She's kind of funny about it when she's on TV. She said that when they did the ice bucket challenge, they were like, yeah, and this, you know, I did it in a bikini so that, you know, I can, dispute all of the rumors of me getting breast implants.
Okay, well,
so she's, and she always says that she looks like a little boy.
Okay, well, at least she has a sense of humor about it.
She does have a sense of humor about it. She's just a very tiny lady. Like
petite is the word we're looking for. But
yeah, no, I think when people do, like when celebrities nowadays, they always have to have like one sort of foundation or another, and they just kind of like randomly choose one because they just have to. It's a part of their, like
charity is part of being a celebrity?
Yeah, it totally
like,
is.
Like, just having your face out there? And
yeah, just, like, pick one, and then you just...
Well, okay, if you're a celebrity, what would be your charity that you'd be?
Oh, dolphins, for sure.
What about dolphins? What's
I don't know. Save them and stuff?
They need... what do they need saving from? I don't understand.
Eating. People eat
them. People eat dolphins?
People eat dolphins.
Accidentally. Like I've heard,
or else, yeah, they get caught in
tuna nets or something like that, and then they.
But do you know how big tuna fish are? Those things are fucking huge.
Are they really?
They're really big.
How do you fit them in the can? High five.
Yeah, tuna fish are really big.
I didn't know that. I'll file that interesting fact. Back.
This is what I learned from morning television, CBC kids programming. There's a show called
See the Sea,
and it is my favorite because they always pick these crazy sea creatures I have no idea existed, like a furry crab.
Ew. Oh yeah, you told me about this. The thing that looks like an orangutan or something.
No, it's called the orangutan crab.
Yeah. And it's furry, or is it?
It looks like it's furry. Ugh.
See the sea. That looks great. Okay. So.
It's edumacational.
Edumacational. Here's a clip I found. I mentioned this to Rochelle before the show about Kickstarter. People should know about it if you don't anyways. It's a website where you raise money from people to fund your projects, whether it's movies, inventions, what have you. This is one. You know what? I think it's just going to speak for itself. It is.
Are we giving money to this one?
I am absolutely not giving $0.00 to this project because I think it's fucking dumb.
Maybe one penny?
No, they don't even deserve that. Because if you do that, then it validates them even like a minute amount. I want to take money away from these people so that they cannot have the equipment to film this stupid project.
Okay, let's see what it is. All right.
Cyril, the clips opens up with a this quote which says, George Orwell warned us of the danger. We have sensors in our pockets that track us everywhere we go. Think about what this means for the privacy of the average person. And this is Edward Snowden. Okay, so that quote is there.
Can I tell you a little secret? Big Brother is no longer fiction. Snowden proved it, and it's time to adapt. Upgrade your wardrobe, go dark, and reclaim your privacy. Our 1984 collection combines the classic workwear styling of Orwell's novel with modern tech fabrics to create a range of premium streetwear around an integrated stealth pocket that allows you to drop off the grid and become invisible to Big Brother. It's fashion for an under-surveillance society.
I'm going to ask you.
This clothing makes you invisible?
No. It's if you're carrying around your cell phone around with you, things can track you, stuff like that. So what would be the most logical way that if you're really concerned about your privacy...
Don't have a cell phone.
Oh my God, I'll give you $1 million. Don't bring...
But you know, there's not very many payphones.
No, there's very few. And I actually know...
And people look at you funny when you ask to borrow their phone.
Yeah. So Rochelle just solved this problem, but apparently you need new clothes if you decide to carry around your cell phone because...
I want to see this.
Okay. Let's face it. Big Brother knows way too much already. Who you're friends with, who you talk to, email and message, what you read, the apps you use, and where you are at all times. That's why we've developed this collection around a removable stealth pocket that protects your phone, passport, and bank cards. We're calling it the Unpocket, in homage to Orwell, but it's built for a post-Snowden reality. The waxed canvas exterior is naturally water-resistant, and the stealth fabrics on the inside block all cell, Wi-Fi, GPS, and RFID signals, so you can finally become invisible to Big Brother.
Wow. Or you could just pay cash and don't carry around a cell phone. I'm invisible to Big Brother. Whoa.
I totally want it.
What, because it's a pocket, right? Put stuff in? Look, my candy and Tic Tacs are invisible.
No. I don't want Big Brother to know where I am. I don't even want you to know where I am.
I know where you are. You're right here.
No, not all the time. Okay, I want to see the rest of this. I'm totally buying this.
The Unpocket is included with every blazer, jacket, and pair of chinos. And of course, it's also sold separately. Kickstarter, we need your help to make this 1984 collection a reality. We've been working for over a year. We've made dozens of samples. We've perfected every detail. The factory is ready and waiting. All we need is enough pre-orders to start production. Best of all, we're cutting out the middleman and delivering direct to you at a fraction of the retail price. My name is Zoltan, co-founder at The Affair. For six.
Okay, what is wrong, Michelle? That, you're laughing at his name? People have that name. Okay.
Is that for real? Is that for real, his name?
I don't know why. Like,
is he from the future?
He's not a robot, Risha.
Oh my goodness. This is so awesome.
I've heard that name before. It's not that.
Are you serious? I've never heard that name before.
I have heard that name before. It's I think it's Eastern European or something like that.
Oh shit. Okay.
From the future. All right. You okay?
It's just also related to everything, right? Yeah. Okay.
Years, we've been making cut and sew t-shirts inspired by your favorite books. We're finally evolving the brand, and we're adapting to the post-Snowden reality. Join us and raise your middle finger. Upgrade your wardrobe, go dark, and reclaim your privacy. Thank you.
Where'd it go? Where'd it go? And, all right. So they call it stealth fashion. If you want to go off the grid and you don't want to, not bring in your, I don't know, like, if I want to go off the grid, I just go out to a cabin. And
I don't understand why they have to, like, have all the fashion clothing along with this pocket. Like, it's not really necessary. If they just had the pocket and they made it maybe like, you know, those pockets that you put inside your pants when you're traveling.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
It's like a flat fanny pack
that
you put inside your pants. If they just made it like that, I think they would probably get money. But because they're trying to make it into a fashion line that supports the pocket, that's where they've lost me. I'm like,
you could buy just the pocket, but
I don't want to buy
a jacket.
Like, they're, you know, it's fine clothing and everything, but it's, I don't want to look like I work in a factory in the 1950s.
You don't want,
like, that's like a big trend. I saw it in a different magazine too.
What, the sort of
like factory wear,
like utilitarian kind of.
Yeah, very utilitarian, like very basic, no frills. Kind of clothing, canvas, a lot of, you know, cotton, canvas clothing.
I know, I just found, like, I found the idea ridiculous, because
I don't find the idea ridiculous,
no,
though,
like,
because
if people are so, like, you know, so concerned with their privacy, just fucking, like, unplug your phone. Like, don't bring your phone. Like, you know, it's very easy to not be found.
Okay, but can you get phones that cannot be tracked for location? Can you get a phone like that?
It's hard. It's, you know, like, you can get like maybe a dumb phone, like a flip phone or whatever.
Yeah, and those ones, so you can't be tracked with those ones? Because the thing is, if you use a cell phone tower.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sorry, but the pocket's not going to stop you from the cell phone tower.
Well, this,
like, if you're making a phone call or if you're going on your phone.
Yeah.
The minute you turn your phone on, you're going to be found.
Basically, because it has to connect to,
or tracked,
to the nearest tower.
Yeah.
Basically, they'll kind of figure out where you are from there. So.
Yeah. And then if you are going on to Facebook and, like, all those things that he mentioned, you're opening yourself up to people knowing everything.
Yeah. Like, this kind of brings me, there's this one feature on, and I have it turned on my phone because I think it's funny, but with Google, they can literally, like track your every movement, like, as long as you're carrying your phone. And it's funny because they have this map where you can actually see where you were on X amount of days. And, like, I see it, like, okay, I went this way to work. And at this point, it's crazy. I'll show you the map afterwards.
I don't really care. That sounds stupid.
It's kind of weird.
But I know that, that the phone can track it, because when I'm trying to find somewhere or something on the Google Maps or whatever, if I'm lost, and then you say, like, allow them to find you, and I'm like, beep. And then you can figure out where you are, and then so you can drive to that place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like,
I don't know. I think, like, this idea of the whole pocket thing, like,
meh.
No. I just don't think it's really going to, you know, if the whole Big Brother is watching. Like, that's not going to stop the cameras on the streets.
I know, yeah.
It's like, not going to stop. Like, if you're on Facebook and you're telling people, I'm at hashtag blah, 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 this restaurant. You know, well, you just told everybody where you are.
People like to overshare, and that's the problem with, like, these phones is, like, people like to share everything. And it's like, really, is that important? Like,
well, it makes.
And I kind of bring, like, and I've been aware of this lately because I see people, and this happened earlier at the day at the park, is people are, like, just constantly, like, you know, over documenting. You know, I don't know if that's a word.
Like, no, I think it is, because I can't remember where I heard this, but somebody said, you know, you used to just take a couple pictures here and there.
Yeah.
And now it's like picture, 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 picture. And so you just have a whole bunch of pictures, but none of them are actually really good. No. Because you're just like, oh, I'll just take like five, this, you know, document this moment. But they're all shitty pictures. Whereas back in the day, you took one picture, you didn't know what it looked like.
Until you got
and
it
so
back
you
from-
like sat there, you focused it, you really tried to capture the moment mm-hmm. well. And, you know, it was that, like, one picture.
And because everybody has you know, a camera in their pocket that can take unlimited pictures, basically. It's like just taking pictures, and it's like,
yeah.
Well, you're hanging out with your kid at the park, and I've tried to stop myself from doing this, and I want to kind of live this moment, and I don't want to, like, be pulling out my phone as often. Sometimes it's, you know, nice to take a phone.
I don't even bring my phone. When I go for walks, I don't bring my phone.
No, like, it's just
playing. When I go to the park, I don't bring my phone.
You know, play with the kid. Enjoy your time, and then you have the memory. It's just like, it's the same thing with people with fucking cell phones at concerts. Put it away. Don't be an asshole. It's like, you know, are you watching a concert, or are you watching a concert through a 5-inch screen? Like, what's, like,
it's like, just be present.
Yeah, live the
fucking
moment.
Like, 100% be present. That's
this is me speaking as a guy who's 1 year older than I was, like, a week ago. Put away your fucking phone.
Yeah. Well, I think that's, you know, I hope that's going to change for future generations.
Well, because Kate Bush, the singer, she's touring for the first time in, I think, 35 years, actually. It's kind of crazy.
Is she coming here?
No.
Oh, I didn't think so.
But she's playing some date. I don't know. I'm guessing in London and et cetera. But she put a message out. I don't know if it was on our website or whatever, just saying, you know, please, you know, when you're at my concert, just enjoy the show. Leave your phones, you know, in your pocket.
Yeah.
You know, people are going to take them out because people are fucking jerks.
Well, people do whatever they want.
Oh, yeah, because I see, it's like on Instagram, like, I'll see, you know, I was at this concert, and you see some shitty 15-second video of, like, some distorted noise and some shakies. You're like, okay, well, that was really meaningful to me. Like, you know, what's the fucking point? Like, you can't tell who's on stage. The music, you can't really catch what the music is.
So everybody needs to brag about all the awesome shit that they do.
Like, yeah,
that's
you were there.
They just want to show, like, look how awesome I am because I'm here at this place.
It's like, yeah, it's like, okay, that's great, but
I don't know.
We don't care. I could give no shits about what concert you are. I'm old.
Let's disconnect, Eric. Let's disconnect.
You know what we're going to do? Here's what I'm going to do. This show from this point forward,
I challenge you to do? Because you're ranting on about this. I challenge you not to have your phone in bed with you at all.
Let's discuss this after the show.
I challenge you that, Eric. You're talking about this. Ranting on about this.
Let me continue my train of thought. Like, it's what was I going to say? I forget. You upset. I was a rule, and now I just feel dumb. But the point is, I always find people oversharing. It's just like, and I you know, I've certainly been guilty of that. I'm trying to step away.
Why don't we get off of Facebook then?
Like, okay, here's my point. From this, you know, one of my ideas, and I want to see if you're on board with this, Rochelle, is from this point forward, I want to tape all our shows onto like a 60-minute cassette. And I want our listeners to send me their address, and I'll mail you out a cassette.
But nobody has cassette players now.
Okay, I will, even CDs.
And even CDs, like, a lot of people don't have CD players or DVD players. Like, it's almost like everything's disappeared into this, like, virtual world of
space. You know what we need to do?
Space. I don't know.
You know what we need to do, Rochelle?
What?
You remember the movie Pump Up the Volume?
That's my idea. I came up with this idea like a long time ago on Tip Tap Tip. And I told you that we need to get a car and do like mobile radio waves type thing, like Pump Up the Volume. You can't say that it's your idea.
Well, it is your idea, but now I'm finally coming around because I've grown as a person and I finally realized that Rochelle is right. Yes, I said it. Rochelle was right all along. And I think that this is something we should definitely explore.
I don't know how to do that stuff. You can look into it.
Somebody send me a letter.
To hijack onto the mail. Radio.
I don't want an email. I don't want any form of electronic communication.
Snail mail?
Yes.
Okay, I want to get back onto the ladies.
Oh, yeah. That's
the ladies topic. This is very good news for the ladies. Undercover Colors invent nail polish which can detect presence of date rape drugs. Four university students have invented a nail polish which detects the presence of date rape drugs. A group of university students who invented the nail polish, which changes color when drinks have been spiked, claims it could potentially be used to ward off date rape attacks. Our goal is to invent technologies that empower women to protect themselves from this heinous and quietly pervasive crime, the team behind Undercover Colors said on their Facebook page. Women who wear the polish simply stir their finger in their drink, and if a drug such as Rohypnol is detected, the polish changes color.
Okay.
Their invention has won some awards and, they said that they were inspired to invent the polish after learning an estimated 1 in 5 American women suffer sexual assault in their lifetimes. But it doesn't say if that was from a date rape drug. Anyway, they said that the product is still in its early stages and continuing further research to develop the polish.
Okay. Now, this is bullshit, and I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Because, first of all, the invention, while, okay, the intent is good. They're approaching it from the wrong perspective. And let me explain myself further. Like they're approaching it from the perspective of, you know, it's the responsibility of the lady to not get raped rather than it's the responsibility of men not to rape. There's a very good distinction there, right?
Yeah, but if both things are being addressed, then it's okay.
Well, then this is only addressing one side of it.
Yeah, I know. That's what this story is about, addressing that one side of it. But I'm sure
I think what they should be doing is they should be giving women guns, and that would be a more effective deterrent against potential rapists.
But if you get the date rape drug, like, you're knocked out. You can't use a gun.
Okay. But
I think the flaw is that they're counting that these women will have time to paint their nails. have to have your nails painted.
Okay, yeah, you
right?
You fill me in on this because.
So what if you're like going out and you decide that you want to use a different kind of nail polish?
Yeah,
this
nail polish better be good. Like, because from what I know about ladies, color is key when it comes to nail polish.
Yeah, like how well the nail polish stays on. So that's my one thing. So what if like when you go, you're like, oh, I just want to wear like this other color, which is not going to detect the date rape drug. And then you get it put in your drink. Then you're
I'm going to wear this hot color and roll the dice.
And also, like, the one time that I had the date rape drug put into my drink, it works very fast. Yeah. And I just started throwing up and getting dizzy and everything. And I'm not really, like, I don't even know what happened to my drink. I was pretty out of it.
Yeah, I was fucked up.
You know? And so you don't really have times. Like, when are you going to do that? Like, every single time you take a sip? Because you could put your drink down for a second. You could have already tested it. And then, dude slips it in, like, when you put it down on the table for, like, because it just takes a second to put that in, right? And, like, I think that there's better ways to come up with solutions, like, have drinks that are closed, right? Like, closed tops or whatever, so people can't just slip something in the top of the glass. Mm-hmm. Or maybe if there's straws that bars can sell with their drinks, that if anything happens, the straw changes color.
Yeah, actually, that'd be
something.
Actually, that'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should patent that idea. Don't steal.
Because if it's a polish, like you could just put some sort of coating on a straw.
Yeah,
I'm assuming
these brainiacs better get on that, because I don't know, but I think it's sort of back to what I was saying. It's just like, yeah, okay, that helps, but you know, it's treating a symptom of a bigger problem. And I know we're not, you know, this is a funny show. We don't want to get all serious about fucking rape culture and all that shit.
Yeah,
shit. But it's just like, okay, well, that's great that you're doing, you know, but who's, I think it's more important to teach guys not to be douchebags and think that they can, you know, put this stuff in.
Yeah, and how do you teach them that, and who's going
to
teach them
Well, I don't have the answer to that.
You know?
Like, I don't. Anyways, we're a funny show. Let's get on to funny stuff.
Yeah. Anyway. There you go. Power to the ladies.
Lady power. Girl power.
Yeah. Don't forget to wear your platform shoes and your miniskirts to show that you have girl power.
Girl power, just like the Spice Girls.
Exactly. This is a interesting story of a place in Brazil.
Oh yeah, this place.
Called Nova do Cordeiro, that is communal, egalitarian, and almost all
Cordeiro.
Female.
Oops, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, is that the place?
Yeah.
Lady Town. That's what you titled it.
That's what I named this club, Lady Town.
However, some of the women say it would be nice to have a few more men in the mix. Yeah, I would agree. I haven't kissed a man for a long time, Nelma Fernandez, 23, said. We all dream of falling in love and getting married, but we like living here and don't want to have to leave the town to find a husband. We like to get to know men who would leave their own lives and come to be a part of ours. But first, they need to agree to do what we say and live according to our rules. That's the part that I found really funny, because
the ladies are in charge.
Sure, you know, it sounds great to a man as soon as you tell him that you have to do what he says and live to according to their rules.
Plow the field and
do all these. Then all the men's penises get really tiny and they run away.
Okay.
There are a few married women, but their husbands work in cities no closer than 60 miles away and tend to only live in the town on weekends. Some women in the town like things the way they are. There are lots of things that women do better than men, Rosalie Fernandez, 49, said. Our town is prettier, more organized, and far more harmonious than if men were in charge. When problems or disputes arise, we resolve them in a woman's way, trying to find consensus rather than conflict.
Okay, so you said that this reminded you of a book that you had heard about. I'm not sure if you read it.
Oh, I did. I read it a long time ago, though. It was for the one feminist literature class that I took at art school. And it, yeah, and the book is called Herland.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is basically the same sort of story. It's about this island, and all the people on the island are women. And they all have short hair, and nobody wears any makeup and stuff like that. And then the way that they breed is they are, what is it called again? Where you
asexual, right?
Yeah, like they can have like sex with themselves or something. Like, you know, like clams do.
Okay. Well, okay, that's...
Clams do that. Clams can change their genders, just like frogs, I think, can do that too.
Well, since we're talking about clams...
That's from my grade 4 book report on clams.
And now that you mention it, it reminds me of this movie that I saw, which also talks about a society which is of which there are very little men involved, and it's basically being run by women. I think we watched this a while ago, you and I. It's this movie called Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Oh, which, Eric, that's which, like that's.
In which Rowdy Roddy Piper is one of the last males on Earth, and his reproductive organs are government property because this society, which is being led by women because there's very little men, need breeding stock in order to make sure that the society continues as it should. So there are definitely some parallels between your little feminist book and my awesome 1980s movie.
Yeah, but this, her line, like, they don't even need a man and their sperm at all. Like, they don't need a man at all.
Yeah.
The only gender there is female.
Okay, so do you think that females would be able to run the world better than males? I'm just throwing it, I'm asking the question.
What do you mean, like, being, like, prime minister or something?
Everything. Everything.
You can't just say run the world.
Everything.
Like, I don't think one person should run the world at all.
No, I'm not saying that.
But if, okay, say for instance, if there was like a female prime minister.
All the heads of the countries were all female. All the heads of everything were all females.
I think that there would be less.
Less wars?
Yes. I think there would be less wars. I think there would be more discussion, but not always a resolution to the discussion. I think they would just talk a lot more.
They'd hug it out?
No, fuck you. They would not hug it out. There would be... They would think a lot more about stuff before doing it. And they would be more... I think women say what they think more. They don't lie as much as men.
Hey, that's a big...
Leaders, like, okay, you know, tricking or saying something other than what, you know what I mean? Like that whole bullshitting, like political leader bullshit kind of talk.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think women do that.
Okay.
As much. I'm not saying women are perfect at all.
Let's watch this clip and see how these ladies...
And I think that there would be more care for people in need.
I'm very, let's see how this society.
And
there would be less interruptions.
Tampons and pads would be free.
Yeah.
I don't know why we have to pay for that shit.
That is bullshit.
And get taxed on it too.
Bullshit.
Bullshit. And stay-at-home moms.
Get a salary?
Would get some sort of benefit of some sort.
Okay.
Other than $100 a month.
Yeah.
For child care.
Thanks. Well, let's watch this.
Okay.
Nueva de Cordero is a rural, picturesque town in the hills outside of Belo Horizonte in Brazil. It does have one unusual quirk. It is inhabited and run almost entirely by women. Its population consists of more than 600 women, most of whom are single and between the ages of 20 and 35. Though they have in the past...
Hey, Michelle just lost her shit for a second.
Oh, just that moment where they're like... Oh, this town's run by women, and they show them farming, and they show them doing stuff. And then when they say that they're single, they show these ladies who have, like, mounds and mounds of makeup on, and they're, like, making purring cat call faces. That's just like, why'd you pick that picture? It's weird.
Has sent sons away at age 18 and banned husbands from being around except on weekends, they are making an appeal to bring more single men in, with one caveat. That men follow their rules. Any incoming men will be subject to the guidelines set forth by the town's women. Everything from town planning to farming, even religion. But they do have their reasons. The town was founded in 1891 by Maria Senhorinha de Lima, who was excommunicated from her previous home because of adultery. She was joined by subsequent generations of women who created the Insular Society. A pastor, Anicio Pereira, founded a church in the town in the 40s, but imposed strict puritanical rules. After his death, the townswomen vowed they would never subject themselves to the rules of men again. Town resident Nelma Fernandez said, "The only men we single girls meet are either married or related to us. We dream of falling in love and getting married, but we like living here and don't want to leave to find a husband. If web traffic is a gauge of interest from possible suitors, it seems that their plea may work. The town's website is currently down because of too many visitors."
Yahoo! Okay, yeah, shut up. Well, I bet you anything since his story broke a little while ago that there is an influx of guys who are like definitely interested in checking out this town. Even if they're only there on and have to the weekends and have to follow all the rules or whatever. They're like,
yeah, some guys might like that only to have to see their wife on weekends. Mm-hmm. Right? Would you like that?
Well, I know how you are.
Answer,
at the end of a long weekend,
you're like, correctly.
Actually, it's funny because Rochelle and I have decided that we should see less of each other. No. That we, you know, just to do things interesting in the evening, like one night a week that Rochelle is going to go out and do a thing for herself, and then myself, I'm going to do one thing.
Yeah, it's just like finding a recreational activity that is separate that, you know, during the week. Because it wasn't, okay, yeah, so that was because after a long weekend, yeah, I get sick of you.
Okay. Well, you're going to love me when I retire.
Oh my goodness. Please become a part of a club or something where you're away a lot.
I'll just hang out at the social club or whatever.
It was also because we were doing a lot of fun stuff on the weekend, but not anything really fun during the week. And I was like, well, this is not really a nice way to live, to only do like fun stuff on the weekend. You know, like that. Isn't there like a song like Living for the Weekend or something?
Something like that.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, that's stupid. So anyway, Rochelle, I found Zumba. I tried Zumba. Only done it. This is a new thing that we're doing. So I only tried it once because then I got sick. And then Eric tried
the boot camp.
Boot camp.
Which, okay. I'm sorry.
And I don't believe you. You're totally making this up.
No, I was there for real.
No, I don't believe you. You were gone for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, and then the power.
And then you're like, oh, the power went out in the facility. Yeah, nice excuse to not go there.
They gave me a free pass for next week. Do you think I just got that?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Do you think that NMAX lied about it on their Twitter when they said the power out for these areas?
Show it to me.
I'll show it to you after the show.
I'm just joking. I don't care.
But anyways, I went to this boot camp. But it's funny because the word boot camp to me means one thing, but the biggest to everybody else.
Because you don't watch enough TV, Eric. There's every single like wedding show. There's boot camp for brides or something like that. Boot camp is affiliated with women getting married who want to get into shape really fast before they get married.
So I show up for this boot camp class.
And it's all ladies.
It's all ladies, even the instructor. I'm like, okay, well, we'll see how this pans.
And did you like that? That it was all ladies?
I was hoping that there'd be at least one other guy.
So what if, like, were the ladies stronger than you and doing things better and faster than you?
Some were pretty fit.
Did it make you feel, like, less manly?
Well, some people, like pretty much most of the people who were there had been to a class like that before because they knew which equipment to get and to get ready.
Were there women there that were more muscular than you are?
There's some toned ladies there, yeah.
How did that make you feel?
Confused.
Like a chipmunk.
Okay, what does that mean?
No, tiny.
But, because I assume boot camp, I'm thinking army, I'm thinking guys, like, breaking rocks, kicking ass, not lunges and squats.
I think that's called something else.
Yeah, it's called boot camp, for real, not this bikini boot camp or whatever I get enrolled in. So, yeah, I'll be back next week and we'll see how that goes. Because it was a good workout. Like, I was still feeling it, like, 2 days later. And, like, my legs.
It's the lunges. The lunges
will
kill you.
Oh, man, those are killing me.
Yeah.
And I thought I was in shape, but apparently not enough for boot camp. This
Speaking of being in shape and getting naked.
So this is our last story before we head out. This is actually one of the biggest stories last week.
Which I did not even hear about because
you were sick.
That is how oblivious I am to the world.
So it says here, nude photographs of Jennifer Lawrence and up to 100 other celebrities have leaked online in the latest hacking incident to rock the showbiz world. According to BuzzFeed, the photos first appeared on the 4chan website. The hacker claimed to be in possession of 60 revealing photographs of Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay, I have a question.
Sure.
How do naked pictures get onto a computer unless the famous person is putting them on there to start?
Well, that's the thing. Like in the case of these celebrities, they were using Apple iPhones, and then any photo that you take gets automatically backed up to their online service, right?
Okay, so these people are taking naked pictures of themselves?
Or their phones are being used maybe by their boyfriends or whatever to take naked photos of them consensually. And, you know, and they get backed up to this Apple iCloud service, and then people somehow figured out how to get into there and got all these photos of very, very famous people, including, it says here, Aubrey Plaza, Candace Swainpool, Carla Delevingne.
I don't know any of these people.
Kat Daly, Hilary Duff, Kate Upton, Kelly Brook, Kim Kardashian, Leah Michelle, Selena Gomez, Rihanna, and Vanessa Hudgens, amongst others. There's lots of photos.
Wow.
So, it's...
And that is the reason why you do not put all your shit onto a computer. You know? That's why Polaroid cameras exist. Yeah. Duh.
Which goes back to what we were talking about earlier. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
It's like, you know, analog, man. Can't back up a Polaroid.
Well, you don't need to, you know, put everything on your computer. You don't need to take pictures of everything and share everything. And
so that's I will keep that in mind whenever I take naked pictures of myself, which was never. Because of something like this, I always think, okay, well, you know.
I've never had the desire to take naked pictures of myself.
Like a naked selfie.
I drew a naked picture of me.
Well, I'm going to back that up to the internet.
Oh, put it online.
Okay. So, yeah, lesson learned. Be careful out there and stay off the internet. We'll mail you a cassette of the show. If anybody is interested in communicating with us, we do not accept email any longer. We only accept phone calls to our 1970s Mickey Mouse landline, also known, and we also accept faxes.
No, not faxes. We accept snail mail.
Snail mail.
Handwritten only.
Don't email us.
Do not type it.
And don't Twitter us because we cannot see that from our remote cabin with no internet. And definitely do not visit our Facebook page because...
Telegrams are okay. Telegrams. SOS. We can receive SOS or
Morse code.
Smoke.
Signals. Any form of communication that exists before the year 1900, we're on board with that. So you put your brain...
Cave paintings, we can decipher those very well, too.
Yeah, send us something on papyrus, and we'll unscroll it and read it on the next episode, which will be broadcast over radio waves from our car.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you for listening. We'll catch you later. My name's Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
say that I never moved you just because I saw the light for you did. And yes, I know that I never showed you all the wrong inside.